get up early. Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back to the Pre-W Smith Show. Listen, lots going on in the labor markets, you know, these layoffs in the tech sector. Interestingly, other sectors aren't seeing these kinds of layoffs. It's the tech sector that is. And helping us break down why that might be, we've got Mark Dent, our good friend from The Hustle, on. He's just published an article on this very subject matter, why layoffs in the tech sector happening the way they are when seemingly not in other sectors as aggressively. We had a chance to catch up with Mark, and here's our interview with him right now. So, Mark, what we're talking about today is all of these tech layoffs, which have recently come into public awareness, certainly. First, kind of set the playing field for us. Some company sectors, industry sectors, are not seeing layoffs, or at least they're not being reported. But boy, the tech industry is reporting lots of layoffs. What's going on here?
Yeah, the majority of industries are not seeing layoffs. You know, the unemployment rate is, I think, at 3.7% still, which is very low and very good for the economy, where the U.S. is adding jobs still. I believe in December, the number was close to 263,000. And yet we have seen over the last 3 or 4 months and kind of ratcheting up over these last 3 or 4 weeks of the new year, we've seen quite a few layoffs in tech. If you look at all of last year, it kind of depends on your source. I've been checking layoffs.fyi, which has done a pretty good job of tracking them, which suggested there were 159,000 tech layoffs in 2022. And so far this year, 57,000. And so even if those numbers are a little bit elevated, that's still quite high. When you look back to, you know, 1999, 2000, during like the dot-com crash, I mean, that's the last time that there was really that significant of job losses like this in the tech industry.
Yeah, and some of the intelligence and research that I've done on this indicates that while these numbers are glaringly big, certainly relative, as you pointed out, to other industry sectors, most others not having really any kind of meaningful layoff trend going on at all. But I read that a lot of this was due to the fact that it got superheated during the pandemic. You know, we had certain tech needs. We were home. We needed to set up a home office, whatever it means. So lots of demand drove lots of need to increase the tech workforce pretty aggressively. And if you compare the layoffs we're getting now to the hiring that went on during the pandemic by the tech companies, apparently these numbers don't look so big, really. It's only a fraction of those people that were hired in during the pandemic from my research. Is that consistent with what you found out?
Yeah. Like, that's definitely correct. I mean, if you look at, for instance, you know, Alphabet, parent company of Google, they added roughly 30,000 jobs in 2022, and they said that they were going to lay off around 12,000 last week. That right there is a fraction of the amount that they added just in 2022. And that you can, you know, basically look around. I mean, it's the same with Meta. Microsoft, they added around 40,000 last year. They said they were going to cut 10,000 last week. So yes, that has been happening. I think that in some ways is just the way that the tech world operates, the startup world operates to some extent too, is that when you feel like things are going good, then you decide, oh, well, we have a whole bunch of new projects that we're going to try to do, even though they may not help us make that much money in the short term. So then you hire a lot of people for it. And then when things stop going quite as well, then they think about getting rid of those people, unfortunately.
Yeah. Why are there other reasons or specific reasons or unique reasons why the tech industry is facing these layoffs, the wave of layoffs, when other sectors aren't?
Well, as you mentioned, during the pandemic, there was just a lot of hype around tech. I mean, there always is, or at least there has been, you know, for the last couple of decades. But there especially was during the pandemic, because you saw companies like Peloton, who did just incredibly well for these first few months of the pandemic. They were just selling so much merchandise and so much products. Their stock was elevated, similar to Zoom, similar to companies like Asana, and none of them were making any money. But people and investors especially just believed that we were entering this kind of like new world where people would be a lot more reticent to leave their homes. And certainly people were for a few months, but then everybody was like, actually, you know what? I want to go spend my money on restaurants. I want to spend it on travel. Right. I want to spend it on clothing that I'll find at Target instead of somewhere else. And I want to go to the gym. Gyms have been having a comeback, if you will.
Or even instead of buying it online. We know the layoffs at Amazon, for example.
Exactly. Yeah. Amazon. Right. Amazon has had the most severe layoffs they've had in their company history.
Yep.
And so that whole kind of belief that tech had kind of sort of taken this next leap wasn't quite correct. I mean, they maybe took a step forward, but not a big leap or anything like that. And so that's one reason why. But the other thing is that tech also for the last few years was like a really big beneficiary of what's known as cheap money, which kind of like fits into what you were mentioning with inflation. The interest rates were very low. Mm-hmm. And so people who wanted to subsidize startups or even like these big investors who want to like, you know, put money in the stock market on public companies, they were able to do it a lot easier. And now they're not able to do it quite as easily. And so that really throws off the companies who want to try those kind of big long-term projects I was mentioning earlier, because all of a sudden the investors are like, yeah, we don't want you to do that anymore. We want you to make money for us.
Yeah, interestingly, and you know, I saw another theory about why tech is experiencing layoffs right now, and it's kind of a theory that kind of starts with a kind of a Me Too psychology, and that CEOs see other tech companies doing it. They're carrying a lot of dead weight, some legacy employee ranks and jobs filled that may not be needed today that were needed maybe, say, 5 years ago, and this is just a good opportunity to clean house.
I think so. Like one journalist who's really kind of put this theory forward is Derek Thompson from The Atlantic, who has said that it almost seems like these CEOs are mimicking each other, because if one does it, then they feel like, well, then I can do it too.
Yes. Yep.
And they've also, to some extent, seen a very quick spike. Some of them, like Alphabet, for instance, their stock went up a little bit after they announced their layoffs, which is like, you know, I don't understand how that works, but it does. And so I think some CEOs are seeing that. The other thing is, and I think I've talked to you about this before, is that, you know, employees have gained a lot of power over the last couple of years, which is, I think, a great thing. But for CEOs, it's made them a little bit less comfortable, especially because employees have been wanting benefits like, you know, remote work or maybe more vacation, things like that. And now they're seeing these sort of layoffs as a way to kind of like correct things. There's another journalist named Anne Helen Peterson who has kind of put forward the theory that these layoffs are about making workers uncomfortable, because at the end of the day, and Jeff, we've mentioned this before, like in the long run, layoffs usually don't pay off, right? They're expensive. You might have to bring in someone new eventually. You have to pay severance. If there is like this inflated stock price, it's probably not going to last very long. It might just be a quick little bump up. So there's really a lot of economic cases to be made that layoffs do not make sense, especially right now for the tech industry. Like, yeah, there are, compared to where they were 2 years ago, they're not quite as high, but they're not exactly struggling either. A lot of these companies and CEOs, they bought billions in stock buybacks over the last few months.
Yeah, you know, in closing, layoffs can be very costly. Many of the companies that do the biggest growth and biggest rise in stock value post a layoff period like this are those that actually don't participate in the layoffs. They keep their staff. They don't have to bring them back, retrain them, pay the severance, you know, lose the continuity and the productivity and all the rest. And so they're well positioned for immediate growth when we start to see things turn around. So interesting stuff. Mark Dent, as always, thanks for bringing us your intelligence and all the rest of all the subjects that you cover for us. Really appreciate it. Mark Dent, The Hustle. We can always count on you hustling. That's for sure. We appreciate it, Mark.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.